on a mission. It's a mission to turn our world upside down. That happens when people hear the good news of Jesus. So get ready for God to turn you upside down.
Welcome. Welcome to this very first talk of our new podcast. We're calling our program Mission Upside Down. Mission Upside Down. I'll explain that a little later. First, let me tell you something about myself. I'm your host, Randall, and as of this year, 2020, I've been a pastor for 35 years. It was way back in the 1980s that I spent 4 years studying at an accredited seminary. That's seminary, not cemetery. You know, it's quite easy to confuse those words, seminary and cemetery. Of course, a cemetery is a place where dead people are buried. A seminary is a school, particularly a school for preparing pastors and preachers. Now, it's true, of course, some seminaries are somewhat like cemeteries. That is, they can kill your faith. Some seminaries have professors filled with worldly wisdom, not with godly wisdom. And under those professors, your faith in Jesus can become confused. And as a result, your joy in Jesus will become buried, as in a cemetery. Now, generally speaking, the seminary I attended was a good one. And I'm very thankful for that. My professors were followers of Jesus. They helped me and the other students grow in our faith. From that seminary, I received a Master of Divinity degree. It's called an MDiv for short. MDiv. And I mention that not to boast, but for this reason. You see, there's no national board or local agency which certifies the training of pastors. Compare that to other professional people. Most professionals usually are certified by some kind of agency. Their certification ensures that they've received proper education. They've gone to an accredited school. These professionals have to pass their boards before they can begin their work. And so when I go to a certified accountant, I can go with some confidence. I can entrust him with my finances. I know he's been certified by an official board. And you know he's accountable to that board. If you go to your certified dentist, you expect that she will take good care of your teeth. Of course, certification isn't the only thing you look for. But it is a kind of minimum requirement. In contrast, there's no official course of study for a pastor or a preacher. And no one out there is setting minimum standards or requirements. There's no statewide or province-wide certifying agency. Anyone can simply declare themselves to be a pastor, to be a preacher. Literally, anyone can do that. And some pastors will even take the title a bishop or apostle, making it sound even more impressive than just being a regular pastor or preacher. I think the situation becomes more complicated by the internet, with so many websites and podcasts. Now, don't get me wrong, the internet generally is a wonderful tool. But as you know, there are many pretenders, many phonies on the internet, from trolls on dating sites to quacks who claim medical miracles. And sadly, the pastoring and preaching group also has its share of trolls and quacks, and they will use the internet as well as other media. I wish that weren't true, but it is true. You know, 2,000 years ago, Jesus himself warned his followers about false shepherds. You know, that word shepherd can be translated pastor, someone who takes care of the sheep, the followers of Jesus. There are some, says Jesus, who appear to take care of the sheep. They appear to be pastors, but actually they are thieves and robbers. That warning is found in John chapter 10. Later in the New Testament, Paul, the missionary and pastor, warns the followers of Jesus, and he warns them with these words, quote, "A time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine," that is, right biblical teaching, "instead, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear." Itching ears, that is, ears that need to be scratched to relieve the itch. So what are people itching to hear today from many pastors and preachers? Well, I think it's probably what people have always wanted to hear. Things like being successful in life, or learning the steps for success, or about having an easier life at work, or in marriage, or in raising children, or receiving more money. But the basic message about Jesus isn't about that. Not basically. The basic message of the Bible is about loving Jesus, and through him, about loving God above all. It's about trusting in the true God and about following after Jesus. Following Jesus in good times and also in bad times. Jesus summarized the life of his followers in this way. He said, "You must deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me." And yes, as we do that, we will experience genuine joy and deep peace. Life in some ways becomes easier. But there's also a hardship. There's also a difficulty in following Jesus in that way. So take some time in listening to these podcasts. Make sure I'm not one of these phonies or fakes. Listen to these podcasts, maybe not just one or two of them, but listen to a few. Look at the scripture verses that I'll be quoting, and I'll try my best always to be helpful. But I'm also going to try to be humble. That's going to be one of my main goals. You know, over the years, I found humility to be such an important quality for any pastor or Bible teacher. That we as pastors or Bible teachers who stand up in front or who are entrusted with teaching, that we are able to admit our limitations. And to admit when we make a mistake. Even at times to confess our own faults and failures and sins. I go to a church where our pastors regularly do that. They will quite easily admit their own faults, and I find that so refreshing. I think most pastors today sort of put themselves up on a pedestal, or maybe it's not they themselves putting themselves up on a pedestal, but their people will put their pastors on a pedestal, lifting up pastors as though they are so great and so godly. And I think many pastors give the impression that they are so very, very spiritual, that every day they're walking so very close to God, and they can give the impression that everyone in the church should become exactly like them, such strong Christians, such godly people, so filled with the Holy Spirit. But as a pastor myself, I can tell you that it's simply not true. Every one of us as pastors, every one of us, have our strengths, yes, but we also have our weaknesses, all of us. To be a pastor, there should be no expectation of a perfection or perfect knowledge or perfect wisdom or perfect godliness. I just wish that pastors as well as the people in the churches would be more honest about all of this. So in these podcasts, I'm going to try to speak humbly. Like all people, I know that I too have many faults and failures. I struggle with temptation and with sin. I can easily make mistakes in trying to understand the Bible or in trying to explain how I understand it. I also know this. Most of what I'll be teaching and explaining won't come from me as any new discovery that I have made personally. Not at all. You know, there's an old saying in church history. It's this. We stand on the shoulders of giants. We stand on the shoulders of giants. And it means this. No pastor or preacher, no broadcaster or podcaster stands alone. Rather, there are giants who have gone before us, great men and women of faith, those who were following Jesus with a sharp intellect and spiritual insight, men and women who were godly and good, and they then help us who come after them. We stand on their shoulders. We stand on the shoulders of those spiritual giants. In these podcasts, I'll be depending on many of those giants, those who've gone before us, even centuries before us. And I hope to share with you some of their wisdom, their good and godly wisdom. Now, let me make a few comments about the name of this podcast. It's an unusual name, Mission Upside Down. But that name is actually based on a verse from the Bible. It's found in the book of Acts in the New Testament, Acts chapter 17, verse 6. And in that section, we read about Paul and Silas. Paul and Silas, as you may know, were preachers. They were missionaries. In one of their travels, they stopped in a particular city and they started teaching about Jesus. But some of the people in that city became angry at their teaching. And they stirred up an angry mob, and that mob rushed out to try to capture Paul and Silas. And then we read this in Acts 17, verse 6. This is from the translation of the English Standard Version. Quote, "When they could not find them," that is Paul and Silas, "they dragged some of the brothers before the city authorities, shouting, 'These men who have turned the world upside down have come here to us also.'" Interesting, isn't it? Paul and Silas, with their message about Jesus, were said to be turning the world upside down. But what a beautiful description that is, really. And it's such an accurate description. You see, when people come to trust in Jesus, their whole world is turned upside down. What people used to think was right, now in Jesus, they see that so much of it was wrong. What people used to think was so good, now with Jesus in their lives, so many things, well, they don't seem so good. And some of what they used to believe was true, now they see as false. Trusting in Jesus turns our world upside down. And that's our mission in this podcast, to turn the world upside down. We hope to turn you upside down in some ways, in some of your thoughts and attitudes, in some of your words and behaviors. Oh, and I need that also. We all need to be turned upside down. The Bible talks about how we all need a turning, that is, a turning to God. There's an old Latin verb. The verb is vertere, vertere, V-E-R-T-E-R-E, and it's shortened in English to simply vert, vert. And so we talk about a convert, someone who is literally turned, someone who is turned around. Instead of a walking away from him, Jesus turns us around to cause us to walk towards him. A convert, then, is literally a person turned around. And you can think of that on a horizontal plane, to have a 180-degree turnaround, like turning from the west, now turned towards the east. But now put that on the vertical plane. Put that on the up-and-down plane. As we're born in this world, we're born looking downward. We're born looking earthward. But by a special work of God in our hearts, we are flipped upside down, so to speak, so that now, instead of looking downward or having an earthward perspective, we turn upward. We now gain a heavenward perspective. By a work of God's grace, we are turned literally upside down. And then it becomes our mission, doesn't it, to go out and share something of that good news about Jesus, to humbly and gently teach people how they also can be turned upside down. We're all converted to saving faith in Jesus only once. That happens only one time in our lives, when we actually are turned around to become his converts. But many verses in the Bible speak also about us needing continual conversion, a continued turning. In a real sense, we need daily conversion as God works upon us by his word and by his spirit. So it's also part of our mission to help those who are already followers of Jesus to increasingly be turned around, increasingly to be turned upside down. Let me give an example of how that might happen. You know, I find many believers nowadays, followers of Jesus, can fall into some wrong thoughts about God himself. I come across many followers of Jesus who sort of imagine Jesus, or God generally, to be like a cosmic Santa Claus. That God basically exists up there in heaven, invisible, far away, but that he's just waiting for every wish that we make of him. To sort of make our checklist, and simply ask God to give us all these good things. And that it's up to God, like a cosmic Santa Claus, to just keep sending us one good thing after another. He's checking his list, he's checking it twice, finding out who's been naughty or nice. And if we're nice, then well, God's just simply going to give us more success, more money, more good health, a better job, a better marriage, and so on. And when success doesn't happen, or when things don't come to us easily, then what? Well, I find that one of two things usually result in most believers' lives. On the one hand, there are some who will simply give up on God, even for a time. Or they'll give up on Jesus or the church. They tried it for a while. It didn't work for them. They didn't find their lives easier. They didn't gain new successes, and so they give up. On the other hand, other people, other genuine followers of Jesus, are made to feel guilty. They're told by a pastor or a teacher that there must be some sin in their life. That's why they're experiencing so little success. That's why there are so many problems in their lives. If they can only identify that sin and confess it, then they would experience the abundant overflow of God's richest blessings. And so these believers start to look for sin in their lives, and they might try to surrender more completely. They might try to become more spirit-filled, or they might be told that they need to understand some new teaching, some secret insight into the Bible. And with that teaching, they're told they will now be able to unlock success in their life. But both of those responses are wrong. Either to give up on Jesus, or to try to discover some sin in life, or to discover a secret teaching. Those responses are wrong because the underlying premise is wrong. You see, the true God of the Bible and the Jesus of the Bible is not like Santa Claus. Followers of Jesus must not expect only good things like the occasional success or sufficient money or decent health. But instead, as Jesus himself says, in this world we must expect trouble and trials. As a follower of Jesus, the path ahead often involves sacrifice and suffering. So many times, our thinking, our beliefs, our attitudes have to be turned upside down. Again and again and again, how we view ourselves, how we view our world, how we think about God and Jesus, all of that needs a complete reversal, a complete 180. Welcome then to this new podcast. I'm excited, and I hope you are too. And welcome to our mission, Mission Upside Down. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. I'm your host, Randall. This podcast is produced by my brothers in Christ, Dennis and Moses. Won't you tell your friends about us? We're Mission Upside Down.